Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations describes what's happening in the Central African Republic as highly volatile. Looting is everywhere. Living Water International's Bob Thorpe says it's brought them to a standstill.
Living Water has been a longtime partner with ICDI, and we've been providing water for the people of Kar. And when they were looted, they have taken $100,000 or more of equipment, tools, supplies, and all of that.
A pilot water well project was put on hold until they raise enough to replace what was stolen. Gospel opportunities are delayed, too. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. Next, you wouldn't expect anything that exciting to happen at a dedication ceremony, but it did at this one. Mission Aviation Fellowship dedicated a plane that they purchased. The private plane was actually all but destroyed 2 years ago at an air show in Florida. Well, Friday, nearly 100 MAF supporters laid hands on the rebuilt Cessna Caravan, prayed over it, and dedicated it for service in Africa. After watching, an onlooker committed to supporting MAF, while yet another contributed the $14,000 needed to ferry the plane to Africa. And a believer needs your help in the David and Goliath battle. Edmund Scrivani is a church planter in Albania, helped by Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions. He says his ministry is growing.
It's a good time for us in Albania to preach the gospel freely.
Albania is one of Europe's only Muslim-majority nations, and yet Scrivani is committed to seeing his nation come to Christ. He and his wife have community outreaches and Bible studies, prison ministry, and youth camps. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa needs prayer. Sat7's offering a free set of four beautiful bookmarks to help you do that. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.